Track 3.13.
Ghost towns around the world. We build towns for people to live in, but what happens when they don't want to live in them any longer? All over the world there are ghost towns, towns where people don't live anymore. Here are a few. In 1908, many Germans arrived in Luderitz in the southern African country of Namibia. They wanted to look for diamonds, and they found a lot. With the money from the diamonds, they built the town of Kolmanskop. It had lots of beautiful buildings, a hospital, a school, and even a theatre. But when there weren't any more diamonds, they left the town. These days, the only things that visitors to Kolmanskop see are empty buildings and a lot of sand. In 1978, a building company started building a holiday resort in the Sanji district of New Taipei City. For the next 2 years, they built a lot of round buildings. They didn't look like normal houses, but more like spaceships. People called them the UFO houses. In 1980, they stopped building the houses because there wasn't enough money, and for 28 years, the resort was a ghost town. However, no one can visit this city today, because in 2008, they demolished all the buildings. All we can see now are photos of these strange-looking houses. In northern Brazil, there is the ghost town of Fordlandia. In 1928, Henry Ford, famous for his cars, decided to build a big factory there to make car tires. He also built houses for the workers and their families. Unfortunately, the weather in the area wasn't good for growing the trees they needed to make tires. Ford tried to make the city a success, but it was difficult. In 1945, his grandson, Henry Ford II, sold Fordlandia. The company lost $20 million. The empty buildings of the town are still there today. About 70 years ago, Centralia was a busy town in Pennsylvania, USA. It had 5 hotels, 7 churches, and 19 big stores. In 1962, a fire started under the town at an old mine. They spent millions of dollars trying to stop it, but that didn't work. It became too dangerous to live there, and everyone had to leave the town. These days, a sign across the road to the town tells people to stay out. The fire is still burning today.